So about that, today's mission of Rav Hamaza Be'ezel's Tame. And he spoke of a Hamayim Su. Somebody who sprinkled the water of the fire of Duma was an Ezel that had become Tame. As an Ezel, if it was grown in a Gina in a garden, it would be considered Oichon, it would be considered food, and therefore would be Makabal Tuma. And if the Ezel is Tame, and the Ezel is the size of a Kabea, the size of an egg, in such a case, the Mechatel, which was sprinkled with the Ezel, would be possible. It would become Tame from the Ezel. As Oichon, the side of a bear, which is Tame, is Metame other things. And the Hazayah that is done with this Ezel of Tame is possible. It's not a kosher Hazayah. The person who was sprinkled on from the Ezel of Tame would not be tar. The reason being that the Pasuk says, Behiza HaTar. The tar should be Maza. And Chazal understand that the person who is Maza has to be tar, and so too the Ezel, which is used in the Hazar also, has to be tar for it to be a Hazar Ksherim. Ein Bo Kaber, Hamayim Ksherim. If the Ezel was Tame, but it's less than the size of a bear, in such a case, the Mechasas, which was on the Ezel, is kosher. It does not become Tame from the Ezel. And since the Ezel is less than a Kabea, it cannot be Matame other things. But the Hazayah that is done with this Ezel of Tame is possible, as we said, that you need an Ezel of Tar for the Hazayah. Umetame es Chavero, v'chavero es Chavero, afilo hein mea. If the Ezel is Tame, and it's at least the size of a bear, the size of an egg. If it touches a different Ezel, the second Ezel would become Tame. And if the second Ezel, which became Tame, touches a third Ezel, the third Ezel would become Tame. And this would go on up to 100. It would go on forever. An Ezel which had become Tame that touched another Ezel, that Ezel would become Tame. And we would not say, well, the first Ezel was at most a Risha. When it touches the second Ezel, that Ezel is a Sheni. And then the second Ezel that touches the third Ezel, that Ezel is a Shlishi, and that's as far as you can go. Even if the Ezel is Truma, the most you can go by Truma is up to Shlishi. And if you have a Shlishi by Truma that touches a different Eichlin, the other Eichlin would not become Tame, as you cannot become Tame from a Shlishi, even by Truma. Yet we say this Ezel would be Matame another Ezel up to 100. The explanation is that when it comes to the Par Duma, we don't count Rishon Sheni Shlishi when something touches something else. The second thing has the same din as the first one. We would not say the second one is only a Sheni and the third one is only a Shlishi. Instead, they all have the same din, so therefore, one Ezel would be the time another Ezel of up to 100. So that's Parapharic Beis Mishnah Zion Hatar Lachata Shenitmu Yado. Nitmaguf, somebody who is Matar himself for Lachata, who is Matar himself with the mat, be involved in the Paradum. If his hands become Tamei, his whole goof is considered Tamei. And there are certain things that the Rabbana will guide that they are mitame the yadayim, such as oichon tmeah or maskin tmeah. And by the fire of Duma, the Rabbanu were even more machmer, they said that his whole guf would become tame. Umitame es chavero, uchavero es chavero, afilo hein meah. If the person had become tame from maskin tmeah or oichon tmeah, would come into contact with the second person who was also mitame himself for the chata, the second person would become tame. And if the second person would come into contact with the third person who was also mitame himself for the chata, the third person would also become Tame. All the way up to 100 people can become Tame as they touch each other. Even though the first person himself was only Tame in the Rabbanan, we are very mocked by the Paradigma. We said that that person can be Metame another person.